The pasuk says, "V'hiza haTorah l'tomei," that v'hiza you have to spritz haTorah, Torah to a person. The person that spritzes the mechatis on the tomei to a person. It says loshin v'hiza haTorah. So Rashi says, "Hator means shetahati l'chokan." That means he's tor here. So it's a diyuk, like the Gemara says, "Tor, he's tor over here." Mechlal shutomei. Mashma, some other place really he has some din tumer on him. Just that he's enough tor to make the hazor. That's the chiddush of this pasuk. V'hizar hator alatomei. Like, what does the Torah have to say the word hator for? The Josh should have said v'hizar alatomei. Whoever it is, shita, you have to be a Torah-tik person. If you take the mechatis and you spritz it on the Torah-tik person, that's what the Torah should have said. Why does it say the extra word hator? It means to teach us that even though you're tor, but you're not completely tor. Nechlal shutomei. In another place, you have a din tumah. We'll soon see, like it's full yoin. Like the Gemara says, Lima to come to teach us, Atful Yoim, Shekosha Bapara. Atful Yoim means that anybody that was Tomei touched the Sherbet that day. So he went to the Mikvah that day. Halacha is he's Taka Tor for certain halacha. He's allowed to eat Meiser. But Nagei to Truma though, he's still Tomei until it comes Harash Shemesh, until it comes nighttime. So this person Taka is Tor for certain halachas, but he's not a complete Tor to the person. He's still Tomei Nagei to certain halachas. But the Chiddush is here for the Mechatis. This person is kosher. You could use a tful yoim to make that zor for the mechatis. Rashi says, "Shetat lechokan mechlal shutamim b'davar achar kagoyin tful yoim shetamim l'truma." He's tamim l'truma, and the chiddush is over here that he's kosher for the mechatis. So Gemara says, "Boy minem Rav Sheshis." They asked the shala from Rav Sheshis. Orul mal b'maisa. What's the law of a person that's an orul can eat maisa or not? Say Levi. Can he eat meiser or not? Ki heichi di alef pesach mi meiser. Linyan aninus, just like you learn out pesach for meiser. So we know the locher is that an oinin is not allowed to eat meiser. So we say the same way an oinin cannot eat meiser. Who what then is not allowed to eat from the Korban Pesach? Is yalef na mi meiser mi pesach. Lesto nat hilchas meiser nilchas pesach. Linyan arol lulinya alus. That the same way an oral is not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach. Who a din in oral is not allowed to eat meiser either. So maybe you learn out this way, that the din is a person that's an oral is not allowed to eat meiser. Oy duma, maybe no. Choma mikal yalef. We learn out a more choma from a kal, that we learn out, that madach and oinein can't eat meiser, pshiti can't eat the korban pesach, that's more choma. But alochas of the korban pesach, that an oral cannot eat from the korban pesach, maybe an oral could eat meiser. From a kal, you don't learn it out from. Dilma choma mikal yalef, or the kal michama la yalef. That's the shaila. Is a person that's an orul, is he allowed to eat maisa? Is amalu, so he answered back, or Sheshis answered back to Nisu, we learned like this. Ha truma vi ha bikurim chayovim alaya misa. There's a case of yi truma, that you chayiv misa, who are din bikurim also as a locha like truma. So Rashi says, misa tomei oicho. If you're tomei and eat truma, yichayiv misa, kidechtevu meisu boi ki yichalu, u bikurim ki truma. Bikurim has the same halacha like truma. The yom ama, we learned the truma, si yod chayla bikurim. So if you eat truma when you're tomei, you eat bikurim when you're tomei, the halacha is yichayiv ala misa. V'choymesh, who would then if you eat it, if a zar eats a truma bikurim b'shoigeg, he's chayiv to pay back a choymesh. Rashi, ava b'maisa sheni loy, but b'maisa sheni there's no chayiv. To a zar machli lay, because a zar eats it, the ein choy mishela b'poydes maisoi. The asurim lazarim, and a zar is not allowed to eat truma or bikurim. The hein nichse koyin, the locher is this belongs to the koyin. When you give truma to the koyin, it's his. The trashi lekadosh b'mes isha, he can marry your wife with it. The likach b'avodah mekakoyis the b'mes mamish is. Avo meiser le nitnel le achilu ashtiya v'sicha v'nishmas kadoshes boyis tamish to Rav Meir the yom a meiser mamim gavoyu. Because the Meir Shittu is that Meiser is called Mamim Gavoya, so it does not belong totally to the Kohen. It's only in Rishus of the Kohen to eat it and to use it, but not to Mekadosh Nisha with it. Ma'ashen Kain Truma and Bikurim, that's the Locha when you give it to the Kohen, it's his 100%, he could be Mekadosh Nisha with it. The Oilin B'yechur Meir, and his bottle Midrabonin, it has to have 1 in 100. Even though other things are bottle Chad B'shishim, here it has to be bottle Chad B'meir. Utunin Rechitzas Yodayim. You have to wash your hands before you go to eat the truma. And Rashi says, even if it's only fruit. You have fruits that are truma. This time you die in Shnia Sain mid Rabbonin. Oh, poisless, that's a truma. Avo Maisa, Vechulun Kaimlon, and Oito Yodel Paris, a raisin of Migasi Ruach. It's only a chumra in truma. That before you eat Paris of truma, you have to wash your hands. But if you go to eat regular Maisa, the din is you don't have to wash your hands before you go to eat it. Who are din Vera Shemesh? That if a person was, the Kayim was tummy that day, and even if he went to the mikveh, before he could eat the truma, he has to wait till Erev Shemesh, till it comes nighttime. Shrashik yafinim by Pirkin, tfuyoyim muta b'maiser, tfuyosta b'truma. So the loch is there, haray elu b'truma v'bichurim, ma'ashen kein b'maiser. That's what it says here. That these are the chumras that apply to truma and to bichurim, the same aloha like truma. Ma'ashen kein b'maiser, but regular maiser rishon, the maiser sheni, you don't have these alochas. Now, v'yemis, if you want to tell me the first shayla was, is a person that's an oral allowed to eat ma'aser? V'yemis, if you want to tell me he's not allowed to eat ma'aser, nisti, let's say like this, oral also behem, ma'ashen kein b'ma'aser, mifaket, if you want to tell me that an oral is allowed to eat ma'aser, it should have put this upon the chumris of truma over ma'aser. It should have said that by truma and bikurim, an oral is not allowed to eat truma or bikurim. Ma'ashen kein b'ma'aser, an oral is allowed to eat truma, allowed to eat ma'aser. So chura, since the brice here doesn't put it together, it would be mashma that an oral is not larit ma'aser either. So Mar says, that's not a raya. I'll tell you a ton of a shayer. Taket says a few of them, but it leaves out some. Taket true an oral, taket maybe is a larit ma'aser. And the reason why the brice didn't put it, because it doesn't put all the cases. For the Gemara, my shayer and high shayer, what else did it leave out? Like usually you don't only leave out one halacha. If you leave out a few halachas. So which other halacha did it leave out? And the Gemara Shaya, his Maisha Dai Shaya the Kotoni Seifu. Learned in the Seifu, Yesh b'Maisa lebikurim, Ma'ashenkein b'Truma. There are certain cases that Maisa and Bikurim have the same halacha. Ma'ashenkein Truma does not have this halacha. What does that mean? Shaha Maisa v'Bikurim tunem avoyes mokim. Both of them has to be brought to the Kohen by the Beis Hamikdash. Maisa and Bikurim. Ma'ashenkein Truma, you don't have to give in the Beis Hamikdash. Truma, you could eat the gvul in any place in any place in Eretz Yisrael, you're allowed to eat truma. Utunin vidui. When you give maaser and when you give bikurim, you have to say vidui. Ma'ashenkein, when you give truma to the kohen, there's no halacha of saying vidui. The yosel yoinen, and an oinen is not allowed to eat. An oinen is not allowed to eat maaser and bikurim. Ma'ashra, ma'ashenkein, truma, an oinen is allowed to eat truma. Rabbi Shimon mater. Rabbi Shimon tak is mater. Rav Shimon Mati Bikurim Lyonin. Rav Shimon holds that an oinen is Ladit Bikurim. Lakam Mephorish Tamayo. Later we'll explain why Rav Shimon says an oinen could eat Bikurim. So, Kopon Ramaisa, everybody holds an oinen can eat. The Shal is about Bikurim. Rav Shimon Mati, Vechayovim Bebir. And there's a chiyuv of beer. Rashi says bikurim or ma'aser sheni. V'shona shlish is the third year. Shem shor ma'aser roisav shona rishonu shniya. If you didn't give your ma'aser sheni the first and second year, ma'alichem b'shlishes liyushalayim. You have to bring it the third year to Yerushalayim. U'misvadav and you say vidui. V'yarte kodesh min abayis. V'yim lohalichem mizbarim mechol mokim sheni. If you don't take it up to Yerushalayim, you have to burn it wherever it is. So these two halachas apply to bikurim and to ma'aser. Ma'ashenkein truma, you don't have this halacha. For Rabbi Shimon Poite, Rashi b'Bikurim, he holds no din beer by Bikurim. So it says these are dinim that apply to truma, to ma'aser and to Bikurim, and not by truma. Now, v'ilu osa levaya mehem betuma, the halacha though that it's osa to be mevayer when